Okay, here's another possible case. Same question: do doctors recommend Tylenol more than aspirin? Our data tell us, hard for you to see, but since I made the graph, I know what it is. 51% of our doctors surveyed recommended Tylenol. 49% of the doctors surveyed recommended aspirin. Is it a true statement that doctors recommend Tylenol more than aspirin for relief of minor aches and pains based on the data collected in the bottom survey? The answer strictly is true. That if we limit it to the doctors in our survey, it's reasonable to say and truthful to say that more doctors recommended Tylenol than recommended aspirin. So from a descriptive statistics point of view, these cases, the statement is true in both cases. But obviously there's a difference between case one and case two. You're much more likely, probably as a consumer, to go out and buy Tylenol if you believed the evidence were more in line with case one than case two, even though technically it's true in both cases, descriptively. Now, what the second half of our course does is take us beyond these descriptions of the data in the particular sample of doctors we happen to be studying at the time, and address the issue of generalizability to doctors at large. Because after all, what we're really interested in is not the 100 doctors or so that got surveyed in this case. In fact, maybe there were only 10 doctors. But you know, let's say 100. What we're interested in is what this has to do with doctors that you might go and see, or I might go and see, and that's the population of all doctors out there who are recommending anything for minor aches and pains. So the question is, can we make an inference about doctors in general based on the data that we got from our little sample here? And while we don't have time to talk about it now, it's much easier to make an inference about doctors in general based on the data from case one than it would be from the data in case two. At any rate, these are just some of the issues that we're going to be addressing as the semester rolls along. And this issue of Tylenol and aspirin and how to go about answering that question, we'll actually start talking about again when we meet next time.